In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Lord, I am not worthy. A Roman centurion, an outsider to Israel, and despised, for he was a Roman, a non-believer, and a member of the state apparatus used to suppress and subjugate the Jewish nation, comes to Jesus with a humble and desperate plea. Lord, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. When Jesus offers to come, the centurion responds with remarkable faith. Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. And that sentence we say every time we prepare for Holy Communion in one of the prayers. Christ marvels at this faith, even more than he finds in Israel, and heals the servant with a word. Truly I say to you, I have not found such faith even in Israel. The centurion was not Jewish, not among the religious elite. He belonged to an occupying army, yet it is he who demonstrates the deepest faith. St. John Chrysostom states, the centurion is a model of humility and faith, uniting both virtues. Though he has power, he considers himself unworthy. We must remember God does not look at our status, culture, or even how much theology we know. He looks for humility and trust. You may feel unworthy, but that is the beginning of true worthiness. The centurion believes that Christ's word alone is enough to heal at a distance. St. Augustine states, the word who made heaven and earth could easily restore a sick body. He who upholds the cosmos by his command can certainly heal by his voice. This is the Logos, the word of God, the same who spoke creation into being. When we pray, when we hear the gospel, when we receive the Eucharist, we are encountering the living God, the living Word, who still speaks healing, forgiveness, and life. We need to keep reminding ourselves of this reality, that we are encountering the living Word, the Logos, the one who took on all the sin of the world, that we may be healed. The centurion's plea is not for himself, but for his servant, his slave, someone of the lowest ranking, easily overlooked. As I said in a previous sermon, a slave was regarded as a piece of property. The owner could actually kill the slave without any fear of repercussion. A slave was a nobody, to whom the owner could do whatever they liked. And yet, here we have a Roman centurion extremely concerned for his slave's well-being. In the world's eyes, that servant was insignificant. In Christ's eyes, he was worth a miracle. Compassion is at the heart of the gospel. Faith is not just believing for yourself. It's interceding for others, especially those with no voice, no status, no strength. Ask yourself, who is the servant in my life that I could be praying for? Who is the servant in my life I could be going out of my way to help? Many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, but the sons of the kingdom will be cast out. Christ warns that inherited religion is not enough. Being inside the church by name means little if your heart is far from God. St. Cyril of Alexandria states, "Those from afar who believe shall be received. Those close who do not believe shall be cast out." Being Orthodox is a gift, not a guarantee. Our faith must be lived, not just inherited. We hear in the Gospel Christ rewards the centurion's faith immediately. Fathers say that this healing is also symbolic. The servant represents our fallen humanity, paralyzed by sin, restored by Christ's word and the faith of the church. So we should never underestimate the power of intercessory prayer, especially as a parent, a godparent, or a spiritual friend. When the priest says before communion, "The servant of God," and says your baptismal name, or "the handmaiden of God," receives the Holy Spirit, what do we say in our hearts? Let it echo the centurion, "Lord, I am not worthy, but only say the word." Amen.